Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
So game prep for the Fighting Illini of Illinois, very similar to the one the Hoosiers had getting ready for Iowa, remember? Well, tonight, let's hope the result is as positive, as the Hoosiers will have to go to work defensively and gain a little bit more consistency.
We had a great opportunity against Iowa, played extremely hard. You know, it wasn't the same against Rutgers. You know, so I think consistency is a big thing. And our effort level just in general hasn't been as consistent, you know, on that end of the floor. It's something that, you know, as we head into February here and with a lot of games left, we're going to have to be better in that end. But, you know, preparing to play against Illinois, you really, you know, you have to be smart. You know, I think Io's a guy that, you know, can really, you know, hit you up a lot of different ways. I think the biggest thing is, you know, our offense has to not do what it did against Rutgers in the second half. And that will bury us, you know, a lot like it did in the Rutgers game. It'll bury us against Illinois. If you turn the ball over 9 times in the second half, you know, you're going to give a team of this caliber an opportunity to get out and transition where they thrive. You know, I think offensively, as much as anything, taking care of the ball is something we spent some time talking about here in the last week.
Well, let's hope that comes to fruition tonight. Tip time tonight, a little past 9 o'clock on ESPN. Hoosiers have won 7 in a row at home against the Fighting Illini. Let's hope that continues tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
New season, new attitude, point guard Kendall Harmon is healthy, and some evening up to do for the South Panthers of Larry Winters in that rematch with Conference Indiana champion Columbus North tonight at East Central. Game 2 in this 46th annual tournament kicking off.
Well, I think the big thing is obviously we did a poor job on the boards. A lot of that is scrambling around with some unfamiliarity, and hopefully we got that taken care of. And the other thing was, they just went after it a lot harder than we did, and we talked about that, and hopefully we've gotten that taken care of as well.
You know, you lost to them on your home court, but Larry, in a neutral setting at East Central after the long road trip, obviously, how does that kind of balance the scales in this rematch?
Home court really doesn't play a big factor. I think the main thing is his matchups, and I think it's just one of those teams that I feel like we match up well with, and we just didn't play well the first time with some pieces missing and did some things that we just didn't do very well. New season, got to have a new attitude.
South wins tonight. They'll play Bloomington North in a semifinal on Friday night. Tonight, defending champ East Central and Columbus East tip the tournament off in Game 1. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on New Sports Talk 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL and anytime at WGCLradio.com.